You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today we head to sunny California to learn about church worker formation at Concordia University Irvine. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Chicago. You can learn more about Concordia University Chicago by visiting cuchicago.edu. Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Scott Stegemeyer, Associate Professor of Theology and Bioethics at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Stegemeyer, welcome back to The Coffee Hour.
It's great to see you guys.
It's fun that we get to talk with you every once in a while. We talked about
Flannery O'Connor.
And
that was excellent.
Yeah, that was a good conversation. Now, as we talk about church worker formation, we get to look at what you get to do and your role in church worker formation at Concordia University Irvine. Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Paul Elliott, Professor of Theology at Christ College at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Elliott, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. First time on here. I'm excited to be part of it.
We are glad to have you today and looking forward to learning about your role at Concordia University Irvine and how you get to be a part of shaping future church workers. Let's start with that. What do you love about what you get to do every day, Dr. Elliott, at Concordia University Irvine?
I still am kind of tickled that I get to talk about the Bible all day long with students and they pay me to do this. It's really a joy just to spend so much time in God's Word and so much time showing all of its wonders to the students I get to shepherd here.
Dr. Stegemeyer, what do you love about what you get to do?
Well, I don't have a radically different response. I mean, I bounce out of bed every morning. I mean, I know it sounds so stupid for me to say that, but no, I mean, you know, most days I really do love being able to come in and talk about Jesus, right? I get to talk about Jesus in all sorts of different kinds of classes, whether I'm teaching theology or church history or bioethics. There's all sorts of ways we get to talk about God's word, and you get to see the light bulb go on once in a while over a student's head, and that makes my day.
Now, Dr. Stegemeyer, you teach bioethics and theology. What drew you to this specific, it's two specific areas of looking at theology, but also bioethics?
Well, I mean, so I was a pastor for a long time before. I never originally sought to go into academics. I was serving a congregation and happily. So theology's always been a passion. I've always wanted to preach the gospel. Always wanted to share Jesus with people. That's, you know, since I was a 16-year-old and decided that I wanted to pursue the ministry. And it was while being a pastor, I've always been pro-life and active in various capacities with Lutherans for Life. But as a pastor, you spend a fair amount of time visiting the sick and the bereaved and interacting with people who are maybe struggling with infertility or various other ethical questions. So I just pursued a degree in bioethics, and what a great opportunity to talk about bioethics in the context of Christian theology and for those who are going into ministry or healthcare. That's really fun.
Absolutely, yeah. Dr. Elliott, what about you? What drew you to the areas of theology that you get to teach?
So I primarily do Old Testament theology. I kind of backed into church work. I did not want to be a church worker initially because I'm son of a pastor, and I thought, well, I can't be a church worker. I'm not like my dad. And so I originally went to engineering, and then after a year of engineering school, realized I've made a terrible mistake, that, you know, I was trying to be my own man and realized that what I actually wanted to do was talk about Jesus with people. And so I transferred and became a pre-sem student at our wonderful sister school, the Concordia Chicago. And I didn't know at first I wanted to do Old Testament. I think it's when I started learning the languages, it awakened a passion in me, you know, that there's something here that's both very deeply spiritual and very deeply intellectual all at once, that I wanted to know more. I wanted to go deeper, and then discovered actually really enjoy teaching. And that eventually drew me this direction.
How does this area of theology, Old Testament, play a key role in the formation of future church workers?
Yeah, we want every church worker to have the tools they need to be an interpreter of Scripture, because they may be the only person that someone encounters who knows what they're doing with the Bible. You know, a teacher may be the only person that student encounters who knows how to read the Bible. So we try to teach them to be very close readers of text, that they read carefully, they ask the right questions, they know how to dig deeper, and also that they can express what the Scriptures say within faith context. They faithfully convey what the Scriptures say. So we want every student to have that ability when they go out into the you know, to the parish, into the classroom, to be able to open up the scriptures to those that they talk with.
Dr. Stickermeyer, how about you? The areas of bioethics and theology and what you get to teach, how does that play an important role in the formation of future church workers?
Well, bioethics or ethics, I teach other kinds of ethics courses too. And all that really boils down to people, right? I mean, you know, you're talking about with bioethics, you're talking about bodies and human beings and healthcare. So it's about embodied people. Ethics is how you treat others. And now one could go at that as a philosopher, right? And I do some philosophy, and one could go at it as from a legal aspect or a scientific one. And I have some knowledge about those things, but I approach ethics and bioethics as a theologian. And this is for all students so that they kind of understand what it means to live in the world as one who's created by God, a benevolent God, redeemed by him who was incarnate and towards the resurrection. But for church workers, all the more that they understand the gospel, and not just in terms of the soul and kind of a spiritual awakening, but that the whole person has been redeemed by Christ, that body and spirit united, we live. And the message of Christianity is about what it is to live in God, life in God, by grace through faith alone, but then also in service of love to neighbor. So I think our church workers need to be able to know that. And when they preach sermons or when they give lessons or counsel or work with children, that they're able to kind of bring it home and see how these ideas that we talk about are not just abstract or academic, but apply to real human lives in this world and the next, and what that all entails. So hopefully I can teach ethics and bioethics in a way that is very ministry related without just talking about abortion or just talking about do's and don'ts, but in a way that is about life in God toward neighbor.
Tell us about what students at Irvine in your classes get to experience. Concordia is a Lutheran university, but not all students are always Lutheran. I'm sure there are experiences in classes where things are discussed and enlightening things can happen. Tell us about the classroom experiences that Concordia Irvine students have in your classes, Dr. Stegemeyer.
Well, hopefully they have classes where they are able to interact with the professors, that the professors treat them like human beings. I think we do. And that the students respond to that. So it's a personal thing, right? I mean, there's a personal, hopefully to some extent, there's a personal connection with students because we see them as children of God or as creations of God. So whether we have students who are not Christians, students who are not Lutherans, who are Christians, and we have students who belong to other religions too. So the opportunity for evangelism and mission is ripe, no matter what your discipline is. If you're teaching theology or English literature, not that these are just focused only on mission, but there's really a wonderful way to teach Charles Dickens in a way that illuminates a Christian worldview, I think. And biology, right? I mean, our biologists do just an amazing job of talking about what it means to be human, informed by Christians, the faith. And so if the students may go in there thinking they're just going to learn about cells, but they're going to actually be confronted with the question, what is truth? And how does science answer that differently or in conjunction with theologians? And so it's about learning academic subjects, but from a Christian worldview and from professors who care about
them. Yeah. Dr. Elliott, what about you?
And speak a little bit to how every student who comes to Concordia takes three theology classes. They're all taking the intro to theology. They're all taking Old Testament, they're all taking New Testament. And so whether you are a theology major or business major or anything else, you're going to be taking those classes. And so the goal here is by the end of it, you will have a clear picture of what the Bible teaches and what the Christian faith stands upon. Now, I remind you here of the prophet Ezekiel, where God says to him, you know, whether they listen to you or not listen to you, they will know that a prophet has been among them. So whether the students hear the word or don't hear the word, they will know that God's word has been spoken to them. And God's word is powerful and effective. And I believe that it does change hearts and minds. And I have seen this with students who came in hostile to the faith or came in uninterested in the faith. And by the end, maybe they hadn't converted, but they could see now why this matters. And I think that is a beautiful thing. You know, we're planting seeds that may sprout way down the line.
We're talking with Dr. Scott Stegemeyer and Dr. Paul Elliott, professors of theology at Concordia University Irvine, learning about church worker formation at Concordia University Irvine. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Dr. Russell Dawn, president of Concordia University Chicago. I'm thrilled to announce the Prepared to Serve Church Professional Guarantee. Any new student in one of CUC's six church work programs will pay no more than $5,000 in annual tuition and required fees guaranteed. Prepared to Serve is a donor-funded initiative. Support future church work students by becoming a funding partner at cuchicago.edu/preparedtoserve. Concordia University Chicago. With Christ at the center, we stand tall for the church.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're in our Set Apart to Serve conversation today with professors of theology from Concordia University Irvine, the Reverend Dr. Scott Stegemeyer and the Reverend Dr. Paul Elliott. We've been learning about the areas of theology you teach and what a theology classroom experience might be like. How would you say, Dr. Elliott, students are fed spiritually and what campus life is like for them academically, socially, but spiritually, how are they fed on campus?
It's very important to us that students are not just shaped intellectually, but the entirety of the student, body, soul, and spirit is shaped. And so we provide as many opportunities as we can for students to plug into the Word of God and worship Him in community. You know, we have chapel 4 days a week, and the goal in chapel here is to have many different ways for students to be connected into God's Word. We also have a couple different evening worship opportunities, but also we have small group Bible studies. We have talks on campus that oftentimes have spiritual components. And even just, you know, the mutual consolation of the saints as people gather together to talk about important spiritual issues and how their lives are being affected. You know, that I have amazed actually how many times I've had students come to me with very deep questions and want to discuss them with someone who cares about them.
Dr. Stegemeyer, from your perspective, how are students fed spiritually and socially on campus?
Well, there's a lot of activities with our campus ministry and our student life folks. Students have many opportunities to interact and socialize and have good times to, like Dr. Elliott was saying, engage in Bible study and worship and pastoral care. And we have a really excellent campus pastor and a deaconess who work here and other volunteers. But then there's many ordained and commissioned ministers in our faculty who have that particular training to minister, not just teach in their discipline, plus all many others on campus. And so one of the joys, and Dr. Elliott alluded to this too, one of the joys and the opportunities is to mentor students that we have. I can have that classroom presence, but I think I can also have really a hopefully meaningful interaction with students in the cafeteria or walking around campus or just being visible and attending their events, right? Going to the plays and so forth. Gives me an opportunity to enjoy them and celebrate them and show my support for them. And that can often lead to great spiritual conversations inside and outside of class. They'll come to the office. We all have many opportunities where we pray with students and provide, spiritual care for them, not just see them as brains on legs, you know, that we're there to just impart information to them. AI can do that, right? Just impart information. But we can relate to them as Christian men and women. And that's hard to substitute.
I understand there's a lot of lectures and events like that on campus that students can attend too. Is that right, Dr. Stegemeyer?
Yeah, we have special events and special guest speakers of all kinds. A little while back, we had a woman who's doing a PhD, MD, over at University of California, Irvine, and she's an expert in the Inklings, the C.S. Lewis circle and J.R. Tolkien circle. And she came and spoke on campus about medical humanities, but from a Christian perspective. So what that did is it got our nursing students and nursing faculty into the same room with our English faculty and students and our theologians and anyone in the community. And she was able to talk about how C.S. Lewis's circle, particularly one of them, and how this relates to studying poetry and literature and the arts and what it means to be human. I mean, she just did a masterful job doing that. And she's not a member of our faculty, but she was able to come in and give us that great experience.
Now, Dr. Elliott, you're a professor in the Christ College doing theology. What is that experience for students who get to come through Christ College? Maybe they're church work students. What is that experience that makes the theology classes in the Christ College maybe a unique experience for students at a Concordia?
There's several things that I think are really special about studying theology at a Concordia. One is that you're doing it in community, that there's a very tight-knit community among the church work students, that they know one another, they trust one another, a lot of mutual care for one another. And also to be able to learn in cooperation, that this is something important when we get out into the real world. Church workers get to work with other church workers, and they can benefit from one another's gifts. And so I think that's one thing, is the community is very beautiful here. Another thing is that it's very rigorous. We have a very rigorous theology program. We do not pull punches. Just to give one example, I teach the capstone course, Biblical Theology and Exegesis. And that capstone course, they write basically a master's thesis at the undergraduate level. They choose two passages in the Bible, an Old Testament one and a New Testament one, and write a 60 to 100 page thesis about those two passages and how they fit into the message of the Bible. This is intense work, and they rise to the challenge.
Dr. Stegemeyer, students who maybe aren't familiar with, or families who have not visited the West Coast, who have not been to California before, but hear about the lovely theology opportunities to study at Concordia University Irvine, hear about the wonderful church work programs there. What would you say to that family who maybe hasn't ventured out west before and a little bit anxious about their son or daughter traveling to California? Or maybe they're right there in California, but you know, this is a big leap for them going off to college for the first time. What do you want parents to know about their students coming to Concordia University Irvine?
I'm a Midwesterner by birth and for most of my life. So, you know, I've been here 11 years now, but it still some way seems, you know, like, wow, I really went outside my zone. It's great. I mean, there's so many of the just very tangible blessings of beautiful weather. We're not far from a beach, nor are we very far from mountains, right? So students can go camping in the mountains and then go surfing. Or they can, you know, we're not Los Angeles. So Irvine in, you know, South Orange County is a very, very safe, pleasant place to live. I do hear families and students tell me that, you know, they didn't really realize that. They're thinking Southern California and they have one picture, Hollywood or something. And that's, one could visit Hollywood from here, but we're not there. So, I mean, it's, you can spend a lot of time outdoors. I do think that matters. I really do. I think being able to spend a lot of time outside, classes outdoors year round, you know, it's, what is today, like February 3rd or something? It's great to walk around and spend time outside with people. I think on just a human level, there's something that can bring a lot of joy. It's healthy. So I would say come. This is a very positive environment. It's a safe environment. It's a great school, in my opinion. And don't be afraid of coming out to the coast.
Dr. Elliott, anything else you'd like to add to that for parents to know about Concordia University Irvine?
My experience is pretty similar because I'm also a Midwesterner by upbringing. I grew up in Illinois and Michigan, and there's a reputation associated with California and the Midwest. And I'd say that it's not true, at least not true in the places that I've lived in California, which is Orange County, that people here are not drastically different than people in the Midwest. People are people. And there's a warm Lutheran community that's very strong in Orange County. We have very good schools that are Lutheran schools in Orange County, not just Concordia, but also at the high school and elementary school level. You know, lots of congregations. They're good people, and it's a nice place to live. And I set foot in California the first time 10 years ago, and now I would say it's home. So give it a chance.
Now, both of you interact with students from all over. What are some positive things that you've seen from students and their families and maybe their congregations by extension that these students and families and congregations that they've been doing to prepare church workers, those church work students that come through your classes? What are some of the positive things, the culture that you've seen through those students, Dr. Elliott?
Well, some of the students I know well have come through our wonderful Lutheran high schools here in Orange County and other places in, you know, the Pacific Southwest District. I feel like we do have a great set of high schools here that are preparing students to want to think, to want to care deeply about their faith. And so it's wonderful we get that foundation to build upon.
Dr. Stegemeyer, what about you?
So in one of my ethics classes, I assigned the students to read a little book by Martin Luther called The Freedom of the Christian. And so they're reading this now. And the way I assess their understanding of it is I do one-on-one, like oral exams. And I just had the first one this morning right before this. And this student is a former engineering student. He's from the Midwest. He's pre-sem now, transferred here. And we had an exciting, I mean, it was great. I mean, we went way over time talking about Luther's, talking about the freedom of the Christian and the long gospel and vocation. And I was just, I know this student already, but he's new here, but his background, his training up in his Lutheran school that he's gone to and his church. I mean, we were having, I thought, a really high level theological discussion of Martin Luther, freedom of the Christian. And this is his second semester here. So his background really, and you know, he's very involved in campus ministry here. He's involved with chapel preparations, the social environment. These students all have various backgrounds, some of them more involved or in-depth than others in terms of their experience growing up. But it is exciting, and it's not unusual to find students who've just been very well catechized, along with others who are just growing in that journey at earlier stages too.
Dr. Stegemeyer, any encouragement you have for congregations, families, Lutheran schools to continue to embrace this set apart to serve culture that we've, you know, been growing for what, 3 years now? This culture of raising up future church workers, not just as an initiative, not just as a campaign, but part of who we are as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What would be your encouragement to congregations, families, schools?
Keep it up. And remember, we're investing into these young people, but we're also investing in all the people that they have will have the opportunity to reach. Our Lord said, pray for the Lord of the harvest to send forth workers into the field. And so we're doing that, but to do that in more than just a programmatic way, but by just emphasizing who we are in Christ. And when we can see ourselves the way the Bible tells us we are in relationship to God, see ourselves as God sees us in Christ. That itself is motivational, right? We want to share that. We want to teach our families that. We want to, in our vocations, but we want to spread that around the world. So keep it up. Keep working in the schools. Talk about church vocations. Take care of your church workers, your present ones, you congregations and leaders out there. Take very good care of them, because the best recruiters for the ministry are people who are in the commissioned and ordained ministry now. And a lot of their recruitment and encouragement comes from just their way they are and the way they conduct themselves in their ministries, not just the things they might say about going to Concordia.
Dr. Elliott, what are the church work programs available at Concordia University Irvine that you get to interact with?
I get to interact with all the different church work programs. We have a pre-seminary, pre-deaconess, director of Christian education, director of parish music, and Lutheran education. And I get to teach all of them for Old Testament class, but also many of them for Old Testament book of the Bible, biblical theology and exegesis, Hebrew. And so I get to teach a wide swath of church workers. And I love that our church workers learn here to respect one another's vocation, to respect one another's place in the church and place in the university. And there's a lot of cooperation between pre-sem and DCE, a lot of cooperation between DPM and Lutheran education, that they see themselves all as part of a single mission.
Can we learn more about church work programs at Concordia University Irvine? Who wants to take that one? Dr. Elliott?
Well, a good place to start is to look at our website, cui.edu, which has information about our church work programs and also ways to contact.
Very good. Dr. Stegemeyer, anything else to add today?
No, I mean, I'm really grateful for this opportunity, guys. It's always fun to talk to you. And we're happy to be able to represent Concordia Irvine to the greater church, and just to say, pray for our Concordia, support them with your financial gifts and your love. Send your students this way. There's so much good going on in these Concordias, and here at Irvine, you'd find a very faithful, devoted community, passionate about the mission of the church, and in just simply higher education from a Christian vantage point. So keep it up. Pray for us.
The Reverend Dr. Scott Stegemeyer, Associate Professor of Theology and Bioethics at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Stegemeyer, thanks for joining us today.
It's a pleasure.
And the Reverend Dr. Paul Elliott, Professor of Theology, Christ College at Concordia University Irvine. Dr. Elliott, thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you for having me.
Again, you can learn more at cui.edu. You can also find out more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.